Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. Welcome to the snow again. Sorry. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. I said welcome already. My name is Katie Flynn. I'll be leading you in announcements this morning. Also joining me up here is Barbara Foat. She'll be your liturgist, and our pastor, Alicia Wood. If you're new to us this morning, we have a brochure that you can pick up in the back. It just tells you a little bit about us and our programs, so I encourage you to grab one of those on your way out, or if there's downtime during the service, grab one then. Hopefully you all have a bulletin, and in that bulletin you'll find these yellow slips. They serve two purposes. One is for attendance, just so that we know that you're here and we can greet you. The other side is for prayer requests. So if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with the congregation later on in the service, please fill that out and we'll let you know, and the ushers are going to come forward and collect those. And we'll read them aloud so everyone can hear them. I mentioned the bulletin. That's kind of like a brief order of worship. If you look on the back, you'll find the QR codes, and you can use those if you have a smartphone to get a more complete order of worship. So feel free to do that. There are restrooms and childcare out the door to my right. If you want better directions, you can ask one of the ushers and they can direct you. After the service, we'll have a time of gathering in the gathering room. I do believe I saw a cake, so if you're in the mood for some sweets, head on out there and we'll see you there. We do have a safe sanctuary policy, which means that children should always be accompanied by an adult while they're in the building. So please remember that. We have a lot of things going on in our church life this week and for the next few weeks. You can see a lot of them in your bulletin, but I'd like to point some special attention to a couple of them. Today, from 4 to 6 p.m., we're going to have a special session follow-up. So if you've been watching the United Methodist Church in the news, you'll know that that they decided on the traditional plan, but we would rather not have the traditional plan. So please join us at Cicero United Methodist Church today from 4 to 6 p.m. and dress in black as a symbol of mourning and solidarity for those harmed by and grieving our denominational oppression of LGBTQ people. There's another response that you can be part of. It'll take place here on March 30th from 10 to 2 p.m., and we're looking for people to volunteer to staff that event. So we're looking for people for hospitality, greeting, snacks, lunch, cleaning up, any of those things. Please contact Sharon Smith if you're interested in doing that. If you didn't receive our directory this fall, Gail Tindall will be out in the right at the top of the stairs out here after the service, and she'll be taking orders for directories or handing out ones if we have those available. Earth Day is coming up. It'll be April 27th, and we have a large area that we're responsible for. So if you're interested in helping to clean our community up, please see Willie out on top of the stairs after the service as well, and you can sign up to help us out. We have to have all of our people signed up by March 25th so we can order T-shirts. So stop there on your way to the cake. And then a quick reminder for members of the Women's Guild. Lauren Cochum, president of the MOST, will be presenting the program on Wednesday, March 27th at Bobby Hempel's home. And Lauren's going to be talking about outreach programs at the MOST. So stop over there. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. it lovely to start with song? The choir with the intro, it is so lovely. Thank you, choir. I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here. As you heard, we have a lot going on, and we are so happy you've come so that you can join the movement. In our Lenten journey, we will be focusing on slowing and quieting our lives to make room for God's love and care to break through the busyness. Maybe you've been on the receiving end of a loved one's too busy to connect schedule, and remembering those conversations brings sadness to you. All of us at one time or another in our lives have been anxious about not having enough time for just being with each other. Then, when we do finally find the time, we realize that connecting can feed our souls, and we wonder why it took us so long. Our scripture today, the familiar 23rd Psalm, beckons us to green pastures and still waters, and reminds us that God prepares a table for us and calls us to do the same. Have we been too busy to be really present for one another?
Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. Find the room for hope to enter. Find the frame where we are freed. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear our eyes that we can see all the things that really matter. Be at peace and simply be.
I invite you to take a deep breath. And if you have a watch on, you can take it off for this hour of worship. And if you have a phone, you can turn it off and put it away. If anything makes you anxious, it's okay. Maybe next week you'll be able to do it. But just notice the feeling. Give it some thought. These simple acts, or maybe not so simple acts, they can be a sign of the commitment to give ourselves a break, to give ourselves just an hour to catch our breath, and to give ourselves time to give attention to God. Today we are replacing our regularly scheduled call to worship with one adapted from another University United Methodist Church, this one in Austin, Texas. It's a response to the actions of our denomination last month, and please stand in body and spirit as you are able. To the decisions made last month about the future of the United Methodist Church, to the traditional plan that passed in St. Louis. To all the pain, the harm, the suffering, and the tears the United Methodist Church has caused to our LGBTQIA neighbors. In the midst of this turmoil, in the midst of the pain, this church wants to say to each of you, welcome home. Whether you are a longtime Methodist, first-time Methodist, or not a Methodist, we say to you, welcome home. If you are gay, straight, bisexual, transgender, we say to each of you, welcome home. If you are just getting to know God, have known God your whole life, or your relationship's kind of complicated, welcome home. Do not leave this room today without hearing these words, God's doors are open to all. May our actions, our words, our responses never forget that God's doors are open to all. In this place, at University United Methodist Church in Syracuse, New York, may everyone shout,
God's doors are open to all.
Amen. God's love is deep and wide and free. Please remain standing and join me in singing Welcome to God's Love.
Families of all shapes and kinds love the only tie that binds. This gathering of open minds, welcome to God's love. Every person has a place in this holy, sacred space. Earth's entire human race, welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, heal God's love. No proof required of your worth, a gift to you before your birth. From God who made the heaven and earth, welcome to God's love. We'll love each other and take care of every need encountered there. Within God's heart there is room to spare. Welcome, 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 welcome to God's love. Come and live God's love.
Thank you, and Dale, thank you for leading us. Dale didn't get introduced. It's a little bit of a tricky song, but we'll get it. So before you do settle back into your seats, though, let's take time to connect with others around you. Please offer the peace of Christ, and when you hear the music, it's time to return to your seat and the children to come forward.
Will the children please come forward if they're comfortable?
Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in Him always and feed on His Word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing His blessings to seek.
How are you? Hello. So, how are you guys today? So today I thought we'd do something different. Has anyone here ever laid on the ground and looked up at the clouds? Have you ever done that? All right, have you ever looked at the clouds? Did you ever see a shape in the clouds? Yeah, some say yes, some say no. I forgot my microphone, of course. So I thought that maybe we could lay down and pretend that we're looking up at the clouds up there and imagine what shapes we might see. Are you with me on this? He's got a big smile. Nice. All right, will you lay with me, Adana, and we'll look at the sky and we'll see what shapes we see. Thank you. What shapes? Are you going to lay down with me and see what, look upstairs? Well, we're not going to take a nap, Jim. We're going to imagine. We're going to imagine. What do we see up there, guys? Do you see any clouds up there? What do you see? What shapes?
Triangle.
You saw a triangle? Wow, that's a great shape for a cloud. Do you see any shapes?
Yeah.
What do you see?
Square.
A square? Do you see any shapes?
Circle.
I saw a bunny rabbit.
Where?
Up in the clouds.
There's a bunny rabbit.
Do you
around.
See any other shapes up there? You saw a unicorn, and you saw a kitty cat? What about you? Did you see any other shapes? You saw a
turtle.
You saw a turtle. Nice. All right, well, let's sit back up. Sometimes we need this quiet time where we can just rest, and we can look at the clouds and see shapes or not see shapes, but just spend time and rest. And God is in that resting. Sometimes we seem to get so busy. I even know that your age is busy, 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 right? Are you going places and doing things all the time? And sometimes we just need to rest. And God is in that resting. So will you pray with me as we think about very soon, maybe laying on the ground, not maybe in the snow today, but laying in the ground and looking at all the shapes the clouds make? All right, let's pray. Loving God, we are so grateful that you give us times of rest. Let us remember that we need to make time to connect with you and look up at the clouds in rest. Amen. All right, thank you so much for talking with me and imagining with me. Let's go sit. We have a choice. We can either go sit with the people who brought us or we can sit at the table and color. All right, so it's up to you. It's up to you. Well, maybe, and Mom. Mom needs to decide, too. All right.
Will you please stand and join me in singing number 128, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me by His own hand, He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Lord, I would place my hand in Thine, nor never murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by Thy grace the victory's won, e'en death's cold wave I will not flee, since God's through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
You may be seated. Remember our focus for today's service? It's preparing a table. Today's familiar scripture is the 23rd Psalm, and God has set a table for you. For me, for this church, even in difficult times, it's a table of peace, a table of comfort, a table of love. I'm going to be reading the scripture from the Inclusive Bible. Yahweh, you are my shepherd. I want nothing more. You let me lie down in green pastures and green meadows. You lead me beside restful waters. You refresh my soul. You guide me to lush pastures for the sake of your name. Even if I'm surrounded by shadows of death, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they give me courage. You spread a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in your house, Yahweh, for days without end. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Amen. Lent is a time of reflection, a time of turning toward God and taking time with our unhurried God. I'm wondering, have you ever laid down on the ground and looked at the sky? A couple people are saying yes. A couple people aren't saying anything. Have you ever done that? Have you ever laid or even sat on the ground and looked up and saw something? Do you see something, Stark? I see a bunny too. Does anyone else see a bunny rabbit in there? It looks like a whale to some people. It sure does. Yeah. Nice. So sometimes when we just sit and look up, we might see the sky, the blue sky, we might see clouds, we might see leaves or tree limbs, we might see birds, we might see rain, or we might even see snow like we did today. In 2009, there was a shift in our world. In 2009, statistically, there were more people living in urban cities than in rural settings. And this shift means that a lot of metaphors and imagery found in the Bible doesn't make as much sense to more than half of the world as it did of the hearers originally of the 23rd Psalm. So I thought it might be fun to think of these metaphors and this imagery in this 23rd Psalm, given that most of us don't get to see shepherds every day. Do you all see shepherds every day? I don't. In your life? No. You do? I know why he's saying that. That's his last name. Okay. Well, everyone, well, the choir just went, oh, I heard them. Okay. Oh, gosh. So, in the more traditional version of the 23rd Psalm, we hear the opening line, "The Lord is my shepherd." In the version translation we heard today, the Inclusive Bible, we heard, "Yahweh, you are my shepherd." It's just a slight difference. Lord, the Lord is my shepherd, or Yahweh, you are my shepherd. One talks about God, and one talks to God. A slight difference, but ever so profound. The next line, "I want nothing more. You let me lie down in green meadows. You lead me beside restful waters. You refresh my soul. You guide me to lush pastures for the sake of your name." All these things bring, hopefully, all of us comfort. The idea of laying down in green pastures, or maybe I think of pastures with some flowers popping out. Or just sitting there and listening to the buzzing and the crickets, and maybe even hearing a little bit of water in the background. This brings comfort to many of us. And it also brings comfort to sheep. Our shepherd, the shepherd in the 23rd Psalm, and our shepherd, is meant to guide sheep to their next pasture to rest and eat. And on and on. And in another scripture, we learn that sheep know the shepherd's voice like no other voice. So all these things bring us, sheep, comfort. And as the psalmist talks about God being in the comfort and in the restful times, maybe in nature, the psalmist turns to darkness. Even if I'm surrounded by shadows of death. It seems we are in dark times right now. I know for myself, I'm struggling with things within our global church, and maybe you are too. And I'm struggling with the violence in our city, but I'm also struggling with the violence in our world, including the harm and terror done in New Zealand. The text reminds us that God is with us, not only in those comforting and restful and safe times, but God is with us in the dark times, in the times where we aren't sure where to turn, when it seems like this is all we see when we look up. Even if I'm surrounded by shadows of death, I fear no danger, for you are with me. One scholar said that this would be better translated as, "I fear no adversity, for you are with me." So maybe we come among adversity a lot, but with God, we fear no adversity. "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Now, one of these instruments is meant to guide sheep gently onto the next space. and the other instrument is meant to keep predators away. That brings the sheep comfort, both the guidance and the protection from enemies or adversity. And in the 23rd Psalm, this may bring us, God's sheep, comfort as well. Well, in this, in comfort, in rest, and in dark times, God is always has a table prepared for us, the table of grace. You prepare a table before me. God is always waiting for us to sit down at the table. God has every nourishment we may need. We just need to turn toward God and accept God's grace. This seems to happen in our lives over and over and over again. We get sidetracked, too busy, too self-reliant, and we must re-remember God has set a table before us that we might sit at this table with the unhurried God and accept this amazing grace once again. When we break bread and give it to each other, fear vanishes and God becomes very close. Ironically, God nurtures both the sheep as a shepherd and the host at the table. Jews celebrate the meal of Passover. Christians experience the ultimate communal meal of Holy Communion. God's grace is available to all. The table is prepared for us before we even know we are hungry. Breaking bread and sitting at the table with one another is as important with God as it is with our relationships with one another. This Lenten season, let us not only make time for the unhurried God, but make time for people we love. The end of the text in Psalm 23 references enemies at the table and how we dwell in Yahweh's house all the days of our life. God is with us. May we make peace at the table. If God is with us, we will not fear adversity, but prayerfully make peace with one another. Let us once again turn toward our unhurried God to discover the table of grace laid out before us. Amen. Let's shift a little bit, because I have a question for you. Maybe you've been put in timeout before. Has anyone here been put in timeout? Or maybe put someone else in timeout. We give or get a timeout when a break is needed. Perhaps we need to think about the consequences of our actions, or we just need to take a break in the intensity. Perhaps we are spiraling emotionally and need some perspective. Perhaps we just need to get quiet so we can understand what's happening. During the Lenten season, we are giving ourselves a time out, and we are sending ourselves to the prayer chair. This will be a time of letting go of things we do not need that are weighing us down. We offer up to God our regret about the past, burdening our hearts. Then we remember the promise and assurance that God will never, ever abandon us. No matter what, even when sometimes we have turned away or abandoned God. Finally, we let go of worry about the future and things we cannot control, giving it all to the loving God who holds us close
and who rocks us gently. My hope is that you will identify a prayer, I hope you already have, a prayer chair in your home and find time each and every day to give yourself a time out in your prayer chair and let go and remember God's presence. We are going to have a time, a period of silence that will end with us hearing another verse of Come and Find a Quiet Center. As we listen to the music, the ushers will collect the yellow prayer requests that will be read aloud later in the service. So let's settle ourselves and enter into a time of silence. It's okay if thoughts don't quiet down. Just find a stillness, perhaps calling your attention to your feet on the floor or your hands in your lap, and breathe in and out. There is nothing expected of you right now. There is nowhere to go, nowhere to be. This is stillness. This being is just enough.
Silence is our friend who claims us, cools the heat and slows the pace. God it is who speaks and names us, knows our being, touches base. Making space within our thinking, lifting shades to show the sun, raising courage when we're shrinking, finding scope for faith begun.
Will you pray with me? For the times when we have put the to-do list before reaching out to others, forgive us. For the times when we isolated ourselves to just push through it, forgive us. Help us find the place of balance, O God. Help us be mindful of our need and others' need to be in relationship. Help us stop and find that relationship with you as you invite us to beautiful and serene moments of life. In this moment, we hear your promise. There is a place for you and plenty to go around. You do not ask us to work to earn a place at your table. We are your children. And that comes with a never-ending invitation, regardless. Thank you.
As we continue our time of prayer, I don't know about you, but sometimes it feels kind of dark, right? A dark time in our denomination, a dark time in our world and what's happened in New Zealand, and maybe some of us are going through dark times. And one of the things that I was reminded of when I was reading the scripture is, you know, it says the shadow of death and the valley of the shadow of death. And there wouldn't be a shadow without what? Without light. And so as we move to our prayer time, let us concentrate on that light even when we only see the shadows. I'd like to lead you in a three-part prayer. At first, I'd like us to have a time of silence for our Muslim brothers and sisters who are grieving those of their families and friends killed in New Zealand. Then I'll do a spoken prayer, and then we'll all join together in the Lord's Prayer. So I would ask you to stand if you are able, to stand in honor of our brothers and sisters in New Zealand and to stand against violence and terrorism. And let us be together 50 seconds for those 50 lives. You may be seated as we continue our prayer. Awesome God, we honor you. We thank you for our blessings from fresh snow and your good earth, from arms and legs that move most of the time pretty well, for a great cathedral like this in which to worship. But we confess, God, that we haven't always followed your way. We haven't always rested. Forgive us the things that we should not have done, the things we left unsaid, the things we left undone. We are sorry. And we bring before you those just mentioned for health, for soothing in time of grief, for pain to be alleviated. Holy Spirit, move us to know when to be, when to rest, when to be patient and when to act. And help us, God, see the light when so often we just focus on the shadows. And we pray now together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lives are being changed in this building and in the outreach that we have in this community, this city, and even in our world. We have open doors to every person. All are truly welcome. Our family has been gathering at this place for 150 years. And we're all part of now that living tradition. Giving is a way that we recognize the source of all we have in a way that we keep the family healthy. So it is now time for our offering. If you do have a yellow slip that you didn't have a prayer request, if you'd please drop that in the offering plate, we'd like to know you're all here. The ushers will collect the offering now as our choir sings On Eagle Wings by Michael Jonkas. In this 21st century world, many of us have come to believe, however subconsciously, that being busy is what makes us a good person. And I think this was written for me, because I don't know about you, but I got a good dose of that Protestant work ethic. So join me in this prayer of dedication. Loving, inclusive God, show us the way to be simply and honestly present with ourselves and with others in this Lenten season. Teach us to repent or turn around from unrealistic expectations and false beliefs. Help us rededicate our rested selves to kingdom work. In our rested state, we have time to hear God's word for us. In our rested state, we try, encourage to do God's work. In our rested state, we trust each other to share the work. In our rested state, we trust God's time. Amen. For everyone born, our next and closing hymn.
For everyone born a place at the table, for everyone born clean water and bread, a shelter, a space, a safe place for growing, for everyone born a star overhead, and God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice, justice and joy. For young and for old, a place at the table, a voice to be heard, a part in the song, the hands of a child in hands that are wrinkled, and old, the right to belong, and God will delight. If we are creators of justice and joy, yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice, justice and joy. For everyone born a place at the table, to live without fear, simply to be, to work, to speak out, to witness and worship, for everyone born a right to be free, and God will provide when we are creators of justice and joy. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice, justice and joy.
Yeah, amen. So please be seated. We have more to come. That's one of my favorite songs, everybody. I'm sorry if we sing it more than we should, but I love it. During this season of Lent this year, we will practice replacing time we spend worrying with a serenity prayer. Will you please join me as we say it together? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Powerful words. I hope you have already identified your prayer chair at home. The prayers this week are in your bulletin. You can pray your own prayer, of course. And if you would like to bring in your prayer that you'd like to let go of that worry and give it up to God, you're welcome to bring it in and put it in our God box over here. It's beautifully done with the Serenity Prayer right on it. All right.
In the Spirit, let us travel, open to each other's pain. Let our loves and fears unravel, celebrate the space we gain. There's a place for deepest dreaming. There's a time for heart to care. In the Spirit's lively scheming, there is always room to spare.
Receive these words. May you find the green pastures and still waters along your way. May you set tables and talk to loved ones about the deepest things you know. May your life be emptied of meaningless rambling and be filled with meaningful encounters. And may you be reacquainted each day with an unhurried God who is calling you to dive deeply into love. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.